22 minutes to 7 now. Here's a question for you. What do you reckon your neighbourhood sounds like? Like, and I realise it's early in the morning. I realise I've probably confused you with that particular thing. There's workshops that's going to be held in Ladywood, Yardley, Hall Green. And there's going to be composers there. There's going to be professional musicians there. So that people can make sounds that they think are specific to their area. Bobby Jane Gardner is a composer and musician from Acox Green who's created the music project. It's called Four Wards. Is that right? Is that I've got it right?
Yes.
You see, because I've got what you were trying to do.
Yes.
Has everyone just called it forwards?
Exactly.
Oh, come on, four wards because
four
it
wards.
Is hyphen for the wards.
Exactly.
And Birmingham's motto is forwards.
An ode to Brum.
Exactly. That's Why did you get involved in this, Bobby? What was the thinking?
Basically, I'm from Birmingham, and I've lived in many cities. I've lived in Japan, Tokyo, Sendai, London. And when I was living in London about 4 or 5 years ago, I was really aware of how obsessed people are with the 32 boroughs. And when I came back to Brum, I was like, hang on a minute. I don't even know how my hometown is, how it's geographically made up. So I did some research and I realised there are 40 electoral wards. So I thought, wouldn't it be quite interesting to write a piece of music about each of those 40 wards?
Mm.
Quite audacious, quite stupid. But I thought, why not?
But where did that develop into, okay, wouldn't it be good to compose 40 different pieces of music too? We'll get people to come and compose something that's the sound of their ward. How did it grow into that?
Because I grew up in Acots Green. I live in Moseley right now, but I haven't experienced every single ward in Birmingham.
Right.
And I thought it'd be a really cool way to engage communities, to get them part of the compositional process. So for them to share stories, talk about their neighbourhoods,
yeah,
and for us to get a real working knowledge of the landscape.
So what does Acots Green sound like then in your mind?
Acots Green. Kebabs, kebab meat being cooked. No, I have a lot of love for Acots Green. There's some really beautiful parts of goodness. There's like the church. There's like lots of parks. There's the centre. The green Acots Green village. That was a big deal for me as a kid to leave from my house to walk to the green.
You'd almost want kind of like an industrial sounding pastiche of English country garden kind of thing. That's
To be honest, I don't want to dictate what the
You're
community
right.
say.
Let's not.
So it's about what they, it's about their working knowledge. So I'm curious to learn how they listen to their neighbourhood, if at all.
So people are going to come along to these workshops.
Yes.
When are they taking place? Tell us about that.
So the first one is going to be on Sunday, the 26th of October, 12 to 2 p.m. at the Drum Arts Centre. And I'm looking for people who live in Aston and Newtown.
Okay.
Come. Please, we need you.
They're gonna help to compose this sound. What do you do? Is it a performance? Is it a recording? How does it go?
Right. So what will happen is, with this workshop, we'll look at a map of the area. We'll go on a tour of the area that the community will kind of map out, and then we will record the sounds of that area, and then those field recordings, those found sounds, will be given to a composer who will be in the workshop anyway. And then they will arrange and write music around it. And then that performance will go back to the community, and that will be in Aston Library. It'll be performed there.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. It does. No, it does. It sounds like a fascinating project. I don't think I've heard anything quite like it before. And it's going to be interesting to. When are you hoping to have them kind of done?
In March, it'll be the culmination of all three areas.
Okay.
And there'll be a performance at the Library of Birmingham as well on the 28th of March.
Well, chuck us an invite, because I'll be fascinated
if
to hear
that. If you go to 4-wards.co.uk, and that's F-O-R, not the number, check it out. Get involved.
Excellent. Bobby, good to speak to you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Bobby Jane Gardner there. If you missed all the details, we've got them here. Give us a call, 03453 00 9956, 17 minutes to 7. You might remember, yesterday on the show, we were talking about the Paul Simon song, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.